Taiwan Special, episode 2 for the week. All right. Bureaucracy. Bureaucracy is one of the things that I'm coming out with all this. Bureaucracy. On May 22nd, I'm going to be releasing a Taiwan Special episode I recorded last week. It's the last one before I switch to this new numbering system, collecting all podcasts into one set of numbers. This should be number 446, I think. It will be number 119 of the Taiwan Special. And it was recorded in last week's thing. It was already on the audio, but it's going out on YouTube. It's not on YouTube yet. It's going to go out on YouTube May 22nd. And that's where I'm going to tell my own horror story as I'm trying to figure out what to do with all this. Those are the details. All right. When I do that, I already have it written up. I'm starting a change.org campaign to request that Congress put a device in place to drain the swamp in countries that we have a trade agreement with. And I tell my own story as just an example. But my story is one of many. And this story gets juicy. So it'll be out May 22nd. Here's what this all comes down to. Bureaucracy. Administrations. Big institutions. Create injustice automatically without thinking. America has a system. I saw on my congressman's website accidentally. I don't know how I found this. But he's got a form where a voter can give the congressman power of attorney to go fight for the voter if the voter has been abused by a bureaucracy or a branch within America's government. If an office in the government has been ignoring or neglecting or doing injustice to a voter, then the congressman will go take up his cause and kind of act like an attorney and go fight for the rights of that constituent. And he has a legal form granting him that power. You fill it out, you type it out, it gives you a form, you print it out, sign it, and either mail it or fax it in. The congressman will become your advocate to fight against the American government if the American government has wronged you. Now, does that guarantee justice everywhere? No. Is that perfect? No. It's actually probably a very, very bad system. In America, we have a very bad system of helping people get justice when the bureaucracy has wronged them. There's injustice everywhere. One of my Taiwanese buddies lived in America for like 10 years and still wasn't able to get a green card. And then Taiwan's dumberment said that he had to come back for military duty. And that relates to a Chinese threat. So it's actually kind of understandable, but it totally messed him up. I mean, he could have been a dual citizen and an American and done amazing, good, wonderful things for both Taiwan and the U.S. being a dual citizen. That really gives someone a lot of power to do a lot of good just having dual citizenship. It doesn't just give that person, you know, a free ability to just kind of go wherever they want. That person is empowered to help a lot of people, because without citizenship, there's a lot of stuff you just are not allowed to do in a country even to help. So he could have had that, but the structures in place did him wrong. And he told me, he said, Jesse, I've been, you know, there's injustice everywhere. If you're poor, America doesn't care about you. Yeah, he's right. Injustice is everywhere. And America has an absolutely, America has an absolutely terrible, horrible, inadequate system for dealing with the injustice in America. America's system of dealing with injustice is terrible. Now, you're ready for this? Because the surprise is coming. You're listening to me, after all. America's system for injustice is terrible and horrible and inadequate, but Taiwan has no system at all. America has a bad system for helping people overcome injustice. They can do it a lot if they fight. Martin Luther King did it. It was hard. It wasn't enough, but he sure got a lot done. In Taiwan, they don't have anything. In Taiwan, Martin Luther King could have gotten nothing accomplished. Nothing. America has a bad system. Taiwan has no system at all. And that's what this is going to be about. As a trade partner, when this is how to do it. You don't go to another country, we're going to snoop around your government and see how you treat your family. I mean, you don't go into your neighbor's house and snoop around and spy on them and see how the neighbor's parents treat their kids in their own house. You don't do that. I mean, that's wrong. But maybe you can go help those parents clean up their families if their kids abuse your kids. Now you do have, it's called, in law they call it standing. Now you've got a dog in that fight, so to speak. Well, you've got a kid in that fight. Well, I don't want to call kids goats, or children goats. So you've got a child in that fight there. Some of you got that. So you can't go sticking your nose in everyone else's business. But if an American citizen gets hurt by a bureaucracy in another country and we have trade with them, America should step in and say, what the, as Shepard Smith, Fox News anchor, still while he had his goatee in 2001, as he asked an admiral on Fox News while New York was still smoking on September 11th, 2001, he said, Admiral, I'm going to ask you what I think a lot of Americans are wondering, how the hell could this happen? If an American has a story like mine in Taiwan, America's government should go to Taiwan's government and ask that question and get answers. And by doing that, they would help. Now on Friday and in Feature Friday, I'm going to go elaborate on that and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But there's, and I talked about that in the YouTube video, Help Taiwan. It's one of my vid commentaries. In life, I'm going to say this again to summarize. In life, there are bureaucracies. It happens in church. It happens in religion, school. You need a bureaucracy for a thing to be big in order to help people. But it can also be big to hurt people. And no matter how much good an organization does, the bureaucracy in it just, okay, I'm busy. I've got to go work. Go over there and get that paper done. And just accidentally, unintentionally give people the rigmarole. Yo, we need a rigmarole alert. We need an alarm, a bell for people to ding. Say, hey, the bureaucracy's hurting me just because it's a bureaucracy. Someone help me. We need to have that. We need, I've been through this with people. See, I was Christian. I grew up in churchianity. I left it largely for this reason. And so they defend the need for their cruel, abusive bureaucracies every single Sunday. If you ever find a perfect church, don't join it because you'll ruin it. You know, they say these types of mean, joking things. Nothing's perfect. Okay, so therefore we can get away with everything but murder? Or maybe even that? Yeah, no. Not being perfect doesn't grant someone a license to be abusive. I wonder just how imperfect we've got to be before we actually demand that a change happen. And so, yeah, bureaucracy is imperfect. It's just rude, no matter how good the leaders are. Bureaucracy will be cruel to people just because it's bureaucracy. Just because it's collective human stupidity all piled into one place, it's gonna stink, no matter how much perfume they douse themselves with. But that doesn't mean that you just say, nothing's perfect, deal with it. That's what Sunday morning usually does. No. If we know, if we're gonna admit, if we're gonna tell everybody, bureaucracy is imperfect, Administration is imperfect. If we're going to tell people that, we need to put a system in place to help people through it for when it's imperfect. And there are two organizations, there are two institutions that I have seen in my life that I've witnessed personally, not that I know about in the world, there's lots of those, but two that I know for sure that I have seen. There are two systems, two institutions who don't have a way to cut through the bureaucracy and get justice in those times that the bureaucracy crushes people. Those two systems are Sunday morning-ism and Taiwan's government. And it's time that, look, if we step up as Americans, look, Sunday morning, look, that's easy to solve. Sunday morning is optional. No matter how much they say it's not optional, it's optional. You don't need to do the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy, the administration, you don't need to do that part of Sunday morning. You don't need to have that in order to have New Testament Christian friendship. You don't have to have that. We call it fellowship. You don't have to have the Sunday morning bureaucracy in order to have a Bible Christian friendship that you gotta have. That's optional. They say it's not. The solution there, no, it is optional. And there's your accountability. And that would solve a lot of it if we just remind people that Sunday morning is optional for Christians. Stop acting like it's not. But for government, you want to know how to improve the problems in America's government? America's bureaucracy is cruel. America has systems that help people when the government's been cruel, but those systems have a lot of problems and don't always work. Maybe rarely work. Maybe. How do you improve America's system? Improve Taiwan. Give Taiwan a system. Give Taiwan a system. Improve Taiwan by giving them a system at all. So tell them, you want trade with us, you abuse our people, we're going to come ask how the H-E double hockey stick this happened. If America does that with Taiwan, then Taiwan is going to do it back to America, which is good. And now we've got our trade partners holding us accountable to treat their citizens well, or else they're going to be inspectors coming here asking why, shedding light on stuff. And we're going to find more of our own problems, and they will come back. It will reciprocate. It'll bounce back. It'll help us. I'll say it again, and then I'm going to close for today. If we create a system, if we've got trade with a country, we say, when our citizens are there, you're going to treat them well. If not, we're going to send inspectors to find out why you didn't. If your businesses and your companies abuse our citizens and your government doesn't completely help and clean it up, we're going to send inspectors to find out what the H-E double hockey stick is going on in your country. And we'll just know. If you don't clean it up, we might stop trade with you. If you have trade, you're going to be nice to our citizens, or we're going to find out why. Those countries are going to do that back to us. And they're going to find problems, and we're all going to help each other. We can start with Taiwan, because Taiwan needs our help, and we already know about the situation here with Taiwan. Taiwan wants to get a trade negotiation agreement type of a dealio with us. Taiwan's a great place to start to experiment and see how it goes and build something else from there. Change the world. See you tomorrow.